Welcome to the Friday, May 11th, 2012 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with a quick postscript on yesterday's Apple update. The update really consisted of two major parts. The first one was OS 10.7.4, the patch to the operating system that also included a fix for the password vulnerability. The second part was an update for Safari. Now, with this update to Safari, there is a new feature that's now part of Safari that will automatically disable out-of-date Flash players. It only affects the Flash player, and if you're affected by this particular problem, you should see a dialogue informing you that the Flash player was disabled for this reason, so you have a chance to fix it by updating Flash player. If you absolutely want to, you will still be able to run an out-of-date Flash player. However, you have to manually then drag the Flash player from the disabled Internet Plugins folder into the regular Internet Plugins folder. This directory is hidden by default in Finder, so you will have to actually enable the unhide feature in order to see it or do it on the command line. Personally, I do like the fact that Apple took that step and disables these out-of-date plugins, because they have become more and more of a problem, even for OS X. I do think that you should still go to the Qualys browser check site regularly. I do it, and once in a while I still find out-of-date plugins, even though I consider myself fairly diligent about patching my browsers. And then we had a couple of news outlets reporting about a large leak of Twitter accounts and passwords on Pastebins. However, what was somewhat disputed, how valuable these accounts actually were, and I don't think anybody really figured out where they came from. So what's the origin of these credentials? Apparently, most of them are spammers, also a lot of duplicates. Some of the reports mentioned 50,000 accounts. However, apparently there are only, and that's still a relatively large number, 20,000 unique accounts. When I saw it first, I suspected that the accounts were gained via phishing. However, now that most of these accounts are actually spammers, maybe it was just some spammers' set of account credentials that leaked here. At the same time, we have a much more severe data leak at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. This breach exposed 350,000 users' social security numbers and, in some cases, bank account data. One of the reasons why this number is so large, the exposure actually goes back to 1997. Ever since then, there was an exposed shared drive that held some of this information. While the information was sitting there exposed, it's not really clear if anybody actually accessed it or abused the information. The university is right now going through the normal motions of notifying affected users. And Adobe is justifying its decision not to offer a free security update for vulnerabilities in Photoshop and other similar desktop applications, saying that it's not usually a target for attackers, unlike some of the more internet-focused applications that Adobe distributes. Well, and that's it for today. Don't forget, we had a bunch of very important updates this week. Don't just apply the Microsoft updates. Don't forget the PHP patch, for example. Apply the last, the right one. Don't forget your Macs, Microsoft software on your Macs, and OS X. All of that got patched. Also, Adobe software. So if you got a little bit time today, since it's Friday, go to the browser check website, check if your plugins are up to date. Maybe also worthwhile to send a little email out to your constituency to ask them to go to this site and check their browsers if you think that's appropriate. That's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.